This episode brought to you by Crazy Merlin's Junk Shop.
Ding dong! Who's there? It's the annual Labor Day sales event at Crazy Merlin's Junk Shop! Hey, all you magic users! Are you looking for a new wand, a new rod, a new staff? Well, you're in luck, because that's our specialty! We've got the finest selection of wands, rods, and staffs that you can find anywhere in Faerun. And right now, everything is 40% off! You heard me right. And with the erection of our new, conveniently located store in Neverwinter, you would have to be some kind of tool to miss this sale. We're a local, family-owned business, so you know we won't give you the shaft. Believe me, you will want to prick yourself to see if you're dreaming, because you won't believe these low prices! And if you're a member of our awards club, you'll get an extra 15% of your total tally whacked off! You're gonna want to grow a third leg to run down here faster than anyone else. Willie, our top salesman, will make sure you get the perfect wand for your needs. Just look for the guy with one eye. Don't take too long to get here. The clock is ticking. And remember, all of our wands, staffs, and rods are well complemented by a pair of our magical orbs. Crazy Merlin's Junk Shop. We don't dick around when it comes to saving.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Are we having a big battle today? Because I'm still eating my salmon.
That's what I was eating. We're salmon buddies.
You were eating her salmon?
Sam enchanted evening.
That's why she was saying today was a rough day. I kept coming over and stealing her food. So much easier for me to drive hours to steal someone else's food than to make it here.
Kind of.
You could have just cooked it in your toaster oven, Greg.
That's exactly what I did.
Yay! Yes, fish is good in the toaster oven.
It is. I love my toaster oven.
We know.
Also today I was enjoying that the waffle iron was mentioned in the episode I was listening to.
Uh-huh.
Like, still hoping to buy a waffle iron.
Oh, it's gotta come up sometime.
It's gotta. Okay, I'm getting my salmon. Where's the music?
What's the deal with waffle irons?
That's why we need to have, like, a video somewhere for people to watch, Abby's dance.
I'm so freaking glad we don't.
Yeah, me too.
It really reminds me of Toe Jam and Earl music.
Toe Jam and Earl! Best game ever! Do you guys know this game?
I played a little bit of it. I never really owned it.
I have no idea.
Eric, we can't be friends anymore if it's not your favorite game.
Wait a second, but these guys haven't even heard of it or played it. At least I know what it is. I guess that's the worst sin, is knowing what it is and not worshipping it.
Is it a computer game?
A computer game? No! It's Sega.
See, I never had a Sega. I never had one.
Yeah. I also never had a Sega. Yeah.
I also never had a Sega.
How did you play it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think they had made other ones that were on later things. I never owned a Toe Jam and Earl game,
though.
You
seem very nervous or sad.
No. Oh, it's because we're going to have a big battle today.
We're all going to die.
Are we using Roll 20?
We will be, yes. While you guys load that up, I can step us through what happened last week, previously on Pork Fried Dice, if you will. You wrapped up your conversations with Rictavio. And only had to endure a moment of Blinsky before heading back to the church.
I love Blinsky. I'm sorry, he's great.
You return the missing bones to the church and manage to tell Father Lucian everything while telling him nothing. You bid a melancholy farewell to both Irina's arm and Gorin's barrel.
Aww.
And
yeah, that was half of that was sad, and it wasn't. It wasn't Irina's arm.
Hey, that's what Lang thinks anyway. I think Bathwack's probably pretty sad about the arm. He seemed pretty attached.
Well, he never knew Gorin.
That's true.
Wait, no, he did. He did absolutely meet Gorin.
Yeah, he did.
I don't even remember.
Everybody did. You all saw him get sucked into this barrel.
Oh, yeah, of course. The barrel, yeah.
Otherwise,
that's where
you'd be
he
like,
was.
Why is this dwarf carrying this barrel?
Yeah.
Gorin and I used to sing together.
Aww.
I know.
There was that time he almost murdered me.
Yeah. One day we will reconstitute him from water.
He'll be a cloud bard.
Yeah.
So you bid farewell to those, and Will manage to scare Irina into accompanying you to the Wizard of Wines.
Hey, I was nice, kind of, probably. I don't remember.
And that's where you plan to find out what happened to the supply of wine, as requested by Irwin, the barkeep of the Blue Water Inn, who Rictavio said there's more to him and his family than meets the eye. While there, you're also planning on investigating any possible links to a part of your fortune, as told by Madame Eva, mentioning the Wizard of Wines. When you got there, you met Irwin's extended family, including his grumpy dad, Davian, I don't remember how I pronounced it, Davian. And you discovered that they had been run out of the winery by evil druids. After a night's rest, you headed across the vineyard to take back the building, but as you reached the front of the building and the loading dock, you turned around to find a horde of twig-based creatures stalking across the vineyard toward you.
Twig-based creatures.
Twig-based creatures.
It's going to turn into the Wizard of Twig Tea.
We've got to make some tea out of these guys.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's tea them.
Let's tig them.
He was wondering if anyone in D&D wears underwear.
Or goes to the bathroom.
No one.
Well, that we don't care about.
Will poops. We know that. Otherwise.
I don't know if you actually know that. I said I needed to go, but then I never did. Did true. I?
Lank does wear underwear because he wouldn't wear his denim cutoffs without underwear.
Otherwise, you'd see too much.
You'd see too much. So yeah, the denim cutoffs are really, really short, but then you see his boxers extending down past his knees.
Yep.
Dude, fashion. Talk about fashion.
Taco about fashion.
Taco about fashion.
All right. So you are being advanced upon. How about everybody roll initiative?
Ah!
Oh, with a die?
Dur, with a die.
Whoa. 22.
11.
Six plus three is nine. Whoop-de-doo.
True.
Yeah. Yay.
Return true.
Okay. I only just managed to get my dice out.
Your initiative is low.
Probably.
Yes.
All right. Total of 17.
All right. So we start off with Will. Will, what do you do?
Are these creatures looking like they're creepy and about to bite us? Like, do they have teeth? Are they angry looking? Or are they just like, hey, what's up? We're made of trees. What's up, guys?
They're not saying anything. But they are all approaching as sort of one group, you know, steadily towards you. You don't see any teeth. Looks like their hands maybe could be sharp. The twigs sort of end in claws. The only thing that would make it so that you think they might be up to no good is that
the druids or the
you,
family.
You were told that the Davian and his family told you that the druids were accompanied by what they called blights.
Okay.
And they described them like this.
All right. I hope someone could grab one and throw it for Bernard, who I believe is still a Saint Bernard right now.
He is.
So he can fetch. I'm not going to do that because I'm afraid. And what I'm going to do is actually create bonfire.
Okay. What's the range on that? Right now, they're about...
Yes, Greg! Fire!
Right, now, they're about 120 feet away.
Okay, well, this one is 60-foot range. Crap. How many are there?
30-ish.
30. And do they look substantial? Like meaty? Like
they look like they're made completely of twigs.
Okay, so I'm going to... You know, we have time. I don't know how fast they can advance, but...
They seem to be moving about as fast as all of you can.
Okay. So I can't even move forward enough and cast it to get them. Shit.
No, you cannot.
All right. Screw that one, I guess. Fucking hell. Because if I use my spells now, then I have no spells for the druids! Damn it! I don't have very many.
So they walk as fast as we do? Can we just walk away?
I know, like,
Yeah, it doesn't look like they are speedier than you. They're far enough away that you could potentially outrun them. They're kind of all around in the distance. Like, you couldn't really go back the way you came without going through them and the buildings behind you, but you could ostensibly make it around the building. Yes, they're not crazy fast.
And I'm sorry, did you say 200 feet or 100?
120.
120. Oh, you did that on purpose, didn't you? Because that's like spell, typical spell. All right. Can I just like hold my turn? I feel like someone else is probably going to do something better for me for now.
I mean, you could hold your action until they get in range, so you could prepare bonfire.
Yes.
And that it triggers whenever a group of them gets in range.
I would like to do that.
You can still take your move action if you'd like. You're all basically up against the building, pretty much.
All right, so yeah, I'm going to prepare.
Just ready in action.
Ready in action. I'm going to ready in action so that when they come in range, I will cast a create bonfire. Because I want to see how weak they are before I go spending big old spells. And I would like Bernard to change into a bear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Roll a D100.
I don't have a D100. What's that?
Your percentile dice.
Oh. Sorry. Don't say that. What do you think? I'm some D&D expert? 006. No, 006.
So six. It's actually valid to say 11D100.
11D100.
Roll 11D100.
Okay. Your familiar changes into a bear.
Okay.
And your vision turns black and white.
What?
You can now only see in black and white.
What? He said you can only see in black and white.
Yeah, you feel an intense heat emanate out from your locket, and suddenly your vision is black and white.
Cool. Sweet.
Now it's Lank's turn.
Okay, I looked up the range of my light crossbow, and it gave me two different numbers, so that's not at all helpful. What is the range of my light crossbow?
I think the two numbers indicate the one is like your regular range, and I think the second one is your sort of far range. I think you have to take disadvantage. Let me confirm that, but I'm pretty sure that's what that is. So it's far enough out that it's kind of impacts your accuracy.
If that's the case, they are in range for a disadvantaged attempt at attacking them with a light crossbow bolt.
When we get close enough, we can use them as arrows.
That's true.
Yes!
That's awesome.
Always thinking ahead, Rufina.
That's me!
Okay, I will roll to attack with disadvantage. Well, I'm probably not going to do much worse than 2, am I?
Oh no!
Well, it was 14, so 2.
Alright. You crank that crossbow up and you fire it, and the bolt just, it looks like it's basically just so far at the edge of the end of the range that it just, maybe the wind catches it or something, and it drives it into the ground before it gets to the blights. Would you like to move anywhere?
No, I will let them continue their approach.
Let's see, we've got, Nick is up next. Nick is going to walk over, or sort of jog over, he's not just sauntering over, he's gonna walk over to the front door of the winery, and check it to see if it is open. And he is able to open the door, and he peers inside and says, "Guys, it's all clear in here! If you think we should, hold up, there's a lot of them."
That's not a bad idea.
Then we go to the Blights, and you see them basically pulled themselves out of their hiding spots, and they move through the vineyard towards you, crackling and rustling as they go. They basically just hustle up, and they eventually get to about 60 feet out from all of you. At which point, Will's triggered action can happen.
Yeah!
So they're basically in sort of a line, in a row. They're clumped up a little bit. You can maybe get... What's the radius on it?
It says, "I create a bonfire on the ground you can see within range until the spell ends. The bonfire fills a 5-foot cube. Any creature in the bonfire space when you cast the spell must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or takes 1d8 fire damage."
Okay.
When I'm 5th level, it's 2d8 fire damage.
So basically can hit one.
I hate you. But yes.
All right. So what's your spell save DC?
14.
All right. And it does what? 1d8?
2d8.
2d8?
Yep.
Go ahead and roll.
6. 7. 13 fire damage.
Okay. You see this flame emerge at the feet of one of the twig blights, and the flames course up its body, and it looks like it burns with this white-hot flame, and it just... And there's nothing left.
Yeah, guys. Yahoo! We can take them.
Woo! Fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire.
And can Will, like, exclaim that that was just a normal fire? I mean, like, it's just a bonfire. It wasn't, like, any kind of extra special...
Yes, you can say
magic,
whatever you want.
So
what would he say?
That's what he would say. Like, that was just normal fire. That thing is gone. He doesn't seem like it's that hard to take him out.
I mean, the twigs are gonna get here, and it's gonna be like, they attack, they attack, they attack, they attack,
yeah,
they attack, they attack.
That's
they attack.
True.
There were about 30. Now there's about 29.
About approximately.
I hate you.
One of the other twigs' little pinky finger burn off too, or something.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
A bonfire.
Got a little case of hot foot. Had to stamp it out.
We've got them on the ropes.
All right. And then we go to Bathwack.
I'm going to follow Nick up onto the threshold.
All right. If you peer in the room, there's like a couple steps up to the front door. It's next to the loading dock, the door that he opened. You see inside what looks like a workshop. There's strips of iron and wood lying in neat piles on the floor, and the walls are lined with tools. There's two work tables. You can tell that this is probably where they make the wine barrels. You see a closed door against the far wall. It's a pretty small room. It's maybe 10 by 20. And you see a door in there that's barred from the inside.
Barred from the inside. So I can see the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it appears to be empty.
Is there a bar on the door that's open?
He opened it. I mean, you could see there was a place for a bar. There's nothing there.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
So I want to wait just outside the door.
Okay. That's where Nick is as well. And then we go to...
Me!
Almost. Sorry.
Oh.
We go to Irina, who says, woo! When the flame catches one of the twigs. And she pulls out her rapier with her good arm,
inside, you dumb woman,
and edges closer to Will, and then it's Rafina's turn.
Sorry, I'm eating a cracker. Okay,
Rafina eats a cracker. All right, then we go to.
It was in her Tinder box when she was getting her spells out. She had some hard dack in there.
Guys, look what I found in my alms box.
Lemba spread.
Time to make some tea.
I want to, oh no, that would be dumb. Never mind.
Okay. Oh, tell me.
Be explicit.
Rafina runs up to Bathwack and kicks him in the shins and then runs away again.
Ow! There we go. We don't appear to be making a lot of progress.
So Rafina is going to try out her guiding bolt. So a flash of light streaks toward the creature of my choice. Ravaged spell attack. Is that what that says?
Probably not.
Revenged?
Ranged?
Ranged! Listen, somebody has terrible handwriting.
Is it you?
It's in your Tinder box.
Okay, so on hit, 46 radiant damage, and next attack roll on creature is with advantage if before end of turn.
Go ahead and make the attack roll.
Okay, I'm rolling all of them, and then you tell me which one that I'm supposed to be looking at.
The big one.
Okay, good. Okay, can we do it again? Because I only got a one.
Well, actually, you can because you're a halfling, and halflings are lucky, so they reroll all ones.
We are so lucky!
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool!
18!
There we
go! That's awesome!
It's plus something.
And the spell attack bonus is 6.
All right, so that's a 24. And go ahead and roll your damage.
All right. Okay.
Don't think you're going to need a second attack.
4. 4.
All right. How does Rafina cast this guiding bolt? What does it look like? A flash of light streaking toward it. Where does it come out of her hand, or what does she do? does it come out of her mouth or her eyes?
That's so wretched. Ah!
Her belly button, maybe?
No.
She's a Care Bear.
I'm doing the Care Bear stare. Here we go. No. What happened, you see, is that she pulls out her alms box and she has said some words over the alms box and lifts the lid a little bit, and that's when it comes beaming out!
Whoa. Oh my god, that's awesome!
And this huge column of light streaks out towards this twig creature, and it just shatters it. It just flies into the twigs and it just explodes outwards.
Whoa, dude.
And nothing is there.
What? Awesome. Really?
Yes.
Wait, are they all gone?
No, just one of them.
Just one?
Yep.
It's gonna be a long one, guys.
And then we go to Will.
Okay. How far away are they now?
60 feet.
Okay, so...
And don't forget about Bernard.
Okay, I have a question. This door, are there any windows by the door? Like, could we peer out of a window if we go inside?
No. You see some windows on the second floor, not really any on the first floor.
Ah, crap. Okay.
There's like a little porch, like veranda kind of thing, near the front door, like past where you are. You can see there's some vats on it, maybe for stomping grapes, actually. But you don't really see much, at least from where you are, in the way of windows into this place. Above you, yes, but not on the first floor.
What does Bernard look like in black and white?
Like a bear in black and white, I guess.
Like a panda bear.
Like a panda bear, nice.
Or a black bear, or a polar bear, but not a grizzly bear.
Okay, so there's so many of them, and if they came that fast, I guess he would probably start telling Bernard to come with him, and also he's, like, gonna be shaking his head around, like, what the hell is happening to my eyesight? Like, so that's my visual. And then cast Create Bonfire so that he can start to make a wall of fire in front of the doors, because I don't want to cast Bonfire right in front of the door so that people are hurt, mm-hmm. but I want to make like a wall of fire around the door.
Okay.
So I don't know how many bonfires that would take, but in a little semicircle around the door so that the things, once they get to the door, they can't like just immediately get in.
Okay. If you wanted to go right up to the door, I mean, you could put one literally right in front of the door.
Well, like I said, there's other people outside.
Yeah, so it would take a few at this point.
Right, so I'm saying I would like to cast the first one.
Okay.
In like maybe a 5-foot space so that people can come behind it.
Okay.
And cast it in front of the door so that it's kind of like starting the process of building a fire wall.
There's enough like material around that you can, you know, basically with your Create Bonfire, you could catch the stuff there on fire.
Oh, sweet.
It's like a concentration spell though. Like, so you, the main like raging fire.
Yeah.
You can't keep that in multiple places, but you can keep, at least start a fire in those places with your spell, if that makes sense.
Cool. So I can only keep one going at a time?
One, like, bonfire, yeah. But it's still fire, so if there's something there that's flammable, it'll catch it. I'm saying there's enough around dead sort of vines and stuff like that. Remember, the vineyard isn't in great shape.
Okay. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
I mean, you could see that back where your other one was cast. It's starting to catch a little bit.
Okay.
There.
So that's what I'm gonna do.
Cool.
And I'm gonna be telling everyone, you know, like I said, Irina came up next to me, I'm gonna start pushing her to go inside, I'm gonna tell Bernard with my brain to go inside, and as we're going closer, I don't know, push all these other guys inside or something, because everyone's piled up.
You transform Bernard into a bulldozer.
Yeah. And he just scoops everyone inside. Yeah, no, but like something like that, and he's just gonna call people inside.
Okay. And then we go to Lank.
So there's now a fire between us and them.
A small fire. It's not like a wall of fire. Right now it's just a isolated, looks like the size of a pretty good fire, 5 feet across. Definitely plenty of room to get around right now. It's going to take some time if you want to actually be ensconced with fire.
Right. So as it stands, we're still outside of the building and some people are inside. Some people are outside, some people are inside.
I think the only one that's actually made it in, did Will actually go in?
Well, I'm assuming I did too much to, because I was pushing Irina inside, and I have to cast the fire, so. And
do you want Bernard to be inside?
I want Bernard next to me, okay. I think.
So no one's actually made it in yet.
Okay, I agree with, was it Bathwack who suggested we all get inside, or was that Nick?
I think Nick was the one that actually voiced it, though Bathwack went over there. He seemed to be interested in that idea.
I think that's a good idea. I'm going to move slowly so that we can all, we're not just leaving people outside. We move indoors as a group. So I'm going to start backing toward the door, but not going to jump right in until we can get people inside.
You go inside and bar the door.
Yeah.
I think I understood what you said. You abandon everyone, I think. I think if I interpreted that correctly.
You can hear the sounds of Lank nailing the door shut.
You have plenty of movement in your just move action to get over there. Did you want to attack again or anything like that?
Yeah. You're
within your normal range now, so you wouldn't be at
disadvantage. I will take another shot with the crossbow.
Okay.
That is the crossbow. Okay, that is a total of 23.
That is a definite hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
That is a total of 10.
All right. The crossbow bolt flies out, hits it solidly in the chest, and the twigs just explode apart.
Incidentally, that is the maximum damage I can do with my crossbow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice
Screw
work.
You, twig guys.
Yeah. Good thing there aren't 28 more of you.
And I just remembered, you as a fighter at 5th level do have the ability to attack twice.
Right. Okay. I will roll attack again. 23 again.
Hit.
Yes.
Let's see if I can get good damage again. It's 7.
7? That one smacks in like the shoulder of one and it shatters apart as well.
Boom.
Shaka-laka.
Says Lang.
Goes the dynamite.
Goes the dynamite. Yeah.
He does a victory cartwheel.
Into the bonfire.
As he's running around trying to put himself out, he says, I wish I hadn't done that.
But maybe he can run into the crowd of them and set more of them on fire.
Oh,
right,
good
DM?
Point.
Yes. That's what we should have done. That should have been the plan. Lank, go set yourself on fire and run through the crowd.
Okay, I'll take one for the team.
And Nick, seeing that everybody's kind of gathering towards the door, he's very proud that they listened to his idea. He says, all right, I'll get ready to bar the door. And he goes, watch this, Batwhack. And he points at the bar that's on the door on the inside, the other door across the room, and it floats up and begins moving back towards the door, the front door. He says, I just did that! I can pick stuff up from far away! It's pretty cool!
Whoa.
Are we sure we want Nick to be able to do that?
You can't help it now! Too late! That cat is out of the bag.
And floating above it.
Yeah.
And the twigs are set to go. And basically, they all begin approaching forward.
They begin approaching forward.
They all turn around and begin approaching backwards.
Guys, do you understand what we're seeing here? It looks like they're approaching forward. But I can't make sense of these movements.
It's a flash mob.
Thriller starts to play.
Tweety! Tweety night! They're approaching forward.
Anyway, I quit. I think that's reasonable. I think that makes sense. No, they stalk forward, and basically they are all now, they've sort of run up, and they are all basically now amongst you all. They avoid the fire in the front of the door. They're not mindless. They're not like, ooh, fire!
I know that, but they're amongst us all.
They're not right at the door, so they don't actually get up to you because of your fire. They're a little hesitant for that, but they're kind of swarming in from the side.
Screw you guys.
Are you talking to them? Or the twigs?
The twigs! Screw you, twigs! I don't like your tea, and I don't like twigs! Regular or caffeinated.
Stewed.
Or decaffeinated.
You should know dissonant whispers. That should be your spell.
It would be the most horrible dissonant whispers. It would be like, I can't talk! Blah, 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 blah.
Alright. And it is Batwhack's turn. They seem like they basically take their time to get up to you. They don't actually attack any of you.
How close are these guys now?
They're within striking distance. They're right around you all.
Dang. And how many of us are inside?
Zero.
Oh, man.
We're all within range of getting inside, though,
we all
right?
thought it was a good idea. None of us have committed.
Everybody's like, I want to make sure you go first. No, you go first.
All right. Well, so I might as well take a swing. I can do two attacks and then run in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that.
Do it.
All right, I'm not going to waste a spell. I'm just going to smack him.
Okay.
Slap him around.
Yeah. So, 10.
That is a miss.
And 20.
That is a hit.
Woohoo!
All right. I do a whopping 9 damage.
That destroys it. It crushes it.
Oh, wow.
Two more than I did on my second shot.
All right. And that's it. Time to go in.
All right. So Batwack moves in. Do you move, like, just in front of the door so nobody else can get in? Or where do you go?
I'm going to stretch out in the shape of a starfish. No, I'll go inside, but I do want to stay pretty near the door in case I need to brace it or something.
Okay. You can, like, move to the side of the door. There's enough room to the left on the inside. The right side's pretty much the wall, but you can be inside into the left.
Okay, great.
And then we go to Irina. So she's being kind of hustled inside by Will. She takes a second. She's got a rapier out, and they're close enough now. She lunges out at one of them, and it strikes true. And she shoves her rapier into its chest and sort of does this neat little twist and flick. She seems like she knows what she's doing with that rapier. And basically that the force of that twist sort of pulls all those twigs apart and it falls to a pile on the ground.
Woohoo!
And then
they had a chest? What do you mean a chest?
The chest area, not its breast muscle, but they're humanoid. They're not just like walking twigs. It's not just one single
like
twig
the
hopping.
Like the broomsticks.
Yeah, they have like arms and legs and what looks like a head. They don't have any. They're completely
they're like
made of twigs.
They're like Blair Witch twigs. Like they're little
sure.
dolls. Like right?
I am Mr. Twig. Yes, yes. They're okay. Never mind.
And she goes, "Ha ha! Gotcha!" And then she moves inside. And then we go to Rafina.
So I enjoy doing spells, but I'm going to pull out my light crossbow. Whatever I have in my hands, I'm going to put them down and properly load my crossbow.
Somebody has to get the terrarium, though. No, don't let it outside.
I place everything into the terrarium, and I load my crossbow, and I do my crossbow thing.
All right. Go ahead. Do you want to shoot one that's like right next to you, or you want to shoot one a little further away? There's roughly 24 of them, so they're not all right adjacent to you, so you could aim at one that's a little further away.
Maybe I should change my mind about the spells. Can somebody make them into a door so I can shut them?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm so tempted, and I wanted to do this last time. I wanted to create a big wave with my water and with my create water and sweep them away, but if they get wet, then they'll be hard to burn.
Oh, that's true.
Rafina is thinking about this way too carefully. So she is going to take that crossbow and hit one of the things that are not like right in front of her, but maybe just a little bit away.
Cool. Go ahead.
Okay, here I go. 12 plus 6.
Hit.
Yahoo. Okay, good. 8 plus 3 is 11.
All right. That bolt shreds that twig blade into nothingness.
Neener, neener,
twigs
neener.
Go flying everywhere.
Yahoo.
All right. And you're, no one's tried to push you inside. You're kind of near the outskirts of this group. Are you going to try to move inside?
Yes, I'm going to start to nudge my way inside.
Okay, you can go the whole way in. It's plenty close enough. You can move up to, I think, 25 feet, and that's well within.
We don't have a map yet, do we?
No, you don't. This is all in the theater of the mind. but the one that's next to you will get a chance to swipe at you, just so you know.
Okay, all right, fine.
Are all the little twig splinters like wriggling around like iron filings? Are they gonna like reassemble themselves?
Oh,
like
Terminator.
At this point, at least.
Don't put ideas in his head.
They seem to be still. But then you see what looks like this turtle-shaped cloud float over them and inspire them to move again. No, I'm kidding. No, they seem like twigs now, just piled on the ground. Except for the ones that have burned up or been incinerated with radiant goodness. So, you try to go inside? Or you run inside, Rafina?
Yeah, I'm headed inside, so right. Swipe away, you twig.
Yeah, one's gonna try to swing at you with its claws. 22 to hit, versus your armor class.
I'm 16.
Alright, and that does 4 piercing damage.
Ow! That's what she says.
Sinks into your skin, but you make it inside.
Okay.
Do you have tweezers in the tinderbox?
Why, I have to get my splinters out?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of them. Aww. All right, then we go to Will.
Oh, okay. I wish I had a map because, again, I'm going to be awkwardly describing this, but did Irina go inside?
Yes, Irina
is anyone
is inside.
In my way?
Rafina. Irina and Rafina are both inside, so that eliminates that confusion.
All right, good, guys. Guys, the women are inside. Now we men can take care of it. Right? Yeah. That's right.
Yeah!
Lang's still running around on fire.
What? Those two, I think, are the only ones inside so far.
Oh my god, what kind of sexist game is this, DM?
Everybody's, though, pretty much right up against the door, though.
All right. I'm just gonna, I'm trying to still build my thing, but then I'm gonna go inside.
I mean, at this point, they're close enough that your wall would include a space where one of them is standing.
Okay. It's fine.
And there's actually, that's probably good, because there's more fuel for it to continue to burn.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so basically, like, right next to the
yes.
one you did? Okay.
Yes. Still trying to create the semicircle of
all right. The
doom.
Flame licks up around the feet of this thing. And go ahead and roll damage.
Sweet! 2, 4. Crap, 6. Boom! Yay!
It is a pillar of flame.
Good. Screw that guy.
And then what do you do?
Well, I want Bernard to attack whatever's coming in on the side that I'm not enclosing in fire.
Okay.
But Rafina can't... Is it Rafina? Wait, no, Rafina did
inside.
Go in. I'm sorry.
The ladies are inside. Okay. Don't worry, Will.
No, I was just worried because she was the furthest away, right? So
yeah, that's why
anyway.
She got swung upon.
So if as long as we're all enclosed by the fire, I'm going to have Bernard attack whatever...
the front
hole.
Is starting to be blocked off. Both the sides are still kind of open.
All right. Well, Bernard, attack aside, then back into the...
All right. He can bite and claw.
Okay.
That's... And it doesn't have to be at the same creature.
Okay.
Which
so,
one
yeah,
first?
You know, I want him to do a bear attack. Bite one, claw another. How about that?
All right,
that?
Do it. What's that for?
19 for bite, just because
right.
it's the first
That's
one.
That's a hit, so roll 1d6 plus 2.
All right. 6
His
plus
teeth
two.
Sink into it, and it just explodes under its jaw.
It's! Excuse me, that's a person. Anyway.
And then claw at another.
Oh, yeah, claw.
Go ahead.
14.
Plus 3, 17 hit. And that's 2d4 plus 2.
2d4. 6.
He slams it into the side of the building and it shatters.
Awesome! I give my bear a high five.
Okay. And then what do you guys do? Do you guys still
And then you
outside?
Fall over.
Yeah, because he kills me. yeah, no, I'm going to have us back in. I don't want to be
okay.
eaten by twigs or whatever.
All right, his attacks and your fire make it so that you guys have enough of a buffer that you don't get swung upon.
Okay,
and so cool. You make it inside. And then we go to Lank.
All right, so they have closed in. So they're in range for a melee attack now.
Yes, absolutely. With plenty of time to get inside, too, if you want.
Okay, since they're... getting close. I will switch over to Maul, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling my first attack. How am I looking? 19.
Hit.
8.
You swing your maul down and you crush this twig creature, and a shower of twigs fly up into your face and everywhere. You should have been wearing safety goggles.
Ow.
If you'd like, you can make another attack.
I would, in fact, enjoy making another attack. This time is 14.
Hit.
Not as good, 7.
This one you swing at baseball style, you knock its head off, it sails out into the vineyard, and the body collapses into a pile of twigs below it.
That's amazing.
And then I will get inside, I think.
You cleared yourself enough of a path with that you also avoid attack.
Either, no, before I go inside, I do a victory. The bases.
A victory lap of the bases. Swing away, Lank. Swing away. Hold on.
Hey, Greg, say lap, because I'm not sure if that came through, and I'll just edit it in. He does a victory lap.
You can
lap.
Have him say the whole line.
Well, say 3 octaves up, so he'll be like, I'm going to do a victory lap.
We'll just say that was me speaking just now. Yeah. We'll just say that I spilled cold water on my crotch at just that moment.
Did he actually say it?
Now, you know what? It's actually funny now, so I'll just keep this
Great.
Part in. It's all good.
Good job, guys!
Woo! High five.
All right. We go to Nick. So that bar is still floating near the door inside. Nick turns... and he sort of steps down a step or two from the door and lunges outward with his rapier at the nearest twig blight. And the rapier sinks into its flesh, and he saw that...
flesh?
Flesh. The twig exterior.
The twig's flesh.
Yep. It has a little patch of skin for some reason. It got caught on it.
Exoskeleton.
And it's like a pulpier twig. Like, you know what I mean? Some sap oozing out.
So it's a little bit more of a soft wood kind of.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Exactly. And he saw that cool twist move that Arena did with her rapier, and he kind of tries to imitate it, and this one flies apart as well. And then he backs inside. So is everybody inside, or is Bathwack still outside?
No, he's in.
I'm right inside. I'm on the other side of the door.
Okay. And so the twigs go, and they all basically start crowding around the door. One actually makes it up to the door and swings his claws at Nick, who was the last one in. Mm. And misses. Kind of stumbles on the step as he goes up, and Nick pulls his gut in, goes, and the claws just barely misses his tummy.
And, my tummy! That's what he says.
The rest are kind of scrabbling. You see them kind of reaching around the door frame, trying to reach in, but it's a small enough entry that they really can't get into you guys. And then we go to Bathwack.
Nick, can we get the door closed?
Close it! I'll drop the bar.
All right, I'll just heave it shut.
Okay. So the door is closed. I'm assuming nobody tries to open it to attack some more twig blights. Is that a safe assumption?
Ugh. I just don't like the idea that they're out there and we can't get them.
We can drop things on them from the second floor window.
Yeah, we got to go up there. Kill
There's
them
also,
all.
You did notice there are multiple entrances to the building. So they might try to make
I'm
their way
in. I'm glad we noticed that.
Or there might be other ways to get out to them if you really want to seek your vengeance on these animated.
Well, they seem so easy. Jeez, Louise.
Can they? I wonder if they can open doorknobs.
I know. Are they like velociraptors?
Before you,
do they have opposable thumbs?
Before you get a chance to find out, you see Nick concentrate a little bit. He furrows his brow, and the bar floats over and falls solidly into the. The things that are on the inside of doors.
Yeah,
when you bar
what
them.
The heck are those?
Those big metal hook things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
we'll
things.
Call it a brace.
Dude, I'm going to like give Nick a high five.
Yeah, yeah, we did it! He high fives pretty, you right back.
Pretty not useless there, Nick. Nice job.
Thanks! He's just grinning.
Aww.
Irina says, Will, that was some nice firework that you did there.
That's basically what I do. Not surprising. I saw Lank look at me like, oh, more fire, Will? Good job.
That's original.
So I'm going to reveal some of the map now because you've made it inside.
So this isn't a happy house. It's a dungeon.
Uh-oh. I just want you guys to see how much cake is in each room. All right, I've revealed the room that you are all in. So you guys, I guess you can see, are all in kind of that smallish room. Next to you guys, you see the loading dock. There was a cart in there. And you're in this kind of narrow workshop room with a previously barred, yet still closed door inside, aside from the one that you just barred, where you hear the scrabbling of these twig creatures behind you.
Mm. And is the building made of, like, stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an old stone building.
I was just wondering if I could put a chink in the wall and
that would take probably some effort.
Andy Dufresne it again. I think we've said that phrase earlier in the podcast. All right.
You have to commit, though. You have to shake the stones out of your pockets.
Right.
When
walk
you go
around.
For a walk.
For no reason. Everyone saw me do it.
Yep.
All right. Well, this room is very crowded. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, is there anything on the other side? Can you guys see or hear anything? I can't get over there past you guys, says Nick.
Is someone going to open the door? Is it a door?
It's a door.
And there's no window?
I'm sort of off here on this table, so I'm just going to try to stay out of the way.
I'm right by the door. Let's open it.
All right.
Wait, it's not even barred anymore, right?
It's not
barred.
Rafina, can you help me?
Fine. And then she wiggles her nose like in Bewitched. Beep, beep, beep.
Yay.
And does it fly open?
Yes, it does. It flies right into Bathwack.
Yes! That's right.
He stumbles back a step or two, and you can see inside, and the room is filled with barrels.
Oh.
Rows of new barrels filling the room.
Is that a staircase?
Yes, you see a narrow stone staircase spiraling upward in the far corner, And next to that, there is a door in the southernmost wall. Mm. The barrels kind of fill the north part of the room. There doesn't seem to be any obvious exit that way. So that basically there's enough space clear to get from one door to the other as well to this staircase.
Can I uncork one of the barrels and fill up my water skin? Mm.
You can open a barrel, but it's empty.
Aww.
He meant fill it with air. Yeah. He wanted an air.
Yeah.
An air skin.
It's already filled with air.
He's low on oxygen.
You get this special Wizards of Wine air. You're a collector of different types of air from different places. These little bottles everywhere.
That was a secret.
Hobby revealed.
Well, can we see where the steps lead up to? Because if that leads up to... You said a window was up there on that.
You saw
floor.
Windows on the second floor when you were outside, yes.
Think we might want to go up there. And I can set those guys on fire if I can just see them through the window. So if there's a window up there...
No, let's go up. I don't know. I'll start walking up the stairs. Why not?
All right, cool. And yeah, Will goes up behind Batthwack.
Boop! Okay. I'm blocking the stairs. Just kidding.
What?
No! The Vistani said also no stairs!
You guys never listen to me.
All right. You guys get up to the top of the stairs. It's a narrow staircase. You're going to have to go one at a time. But you get up to the top, and if you want to scroll up on your map, you will see you're at the end of a long hallway. There are four doors to the right. And then at the far end of the hallway, about 30, 35 feet down, you see a window set in the far end of the wall. And then the hallway seems to turn left. It just kind of opens up to a space to the left.
Is that fourth door open?
Yeah, the fourth door is open.
It is open.
Okay.
Let's see what's behind door number one, right, Will? You want to look out right over the top of these guys?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, hopefully this doesn't open into certain death. How about you go first, Batthwack? Ha-ha!
Do you want to listen at the door?
Yes, please, listen at the door.
Roll a perception check.
Do your dice really make that noise?
Yeah, I have. They're made of metal.
I always thought that you guys added that in.
I want to listen at the door, too. I'll make a perception check, too.
Go for it. You guys sort of comically lean in, one low, one high. Will jumps up on Bathwack's back to listen high.
18.
Yeah, I just got a 10.
Neither of you hear anything in the through the door.
Neither hears.
No, all right, I'm just going to open this one myself.
Shh, he's like, shh, Bathwack.
All right. You open the door to discover what appears to be a kitchen / dining room.
Ooh.
It contains a rectangular table surrounded by eight chairs, an L-shaped cupboard, and a floor-to-ceiling closet pantry in the far corner. Next to the pantry is a small iron stove, and in the far wall there is, in fact, a window.
All right.
We want a really nice dinette set.
Yay!
What's over in the corner? That's the closet?
A pantry.
Yeah, it looks like what you think is probably a corner pantry.
I'm going to go check out the pantry while Will does whatever he's going
to
do.
I'm going to go quietly as I can over to the window to see if I can still see those jerks.
Okay. First, Batthwack goes over to the pantry. You open it up. You find just sort of mundane cooking ingredients. Nothing fancy. You know, flour, sugar, things like that. And some food stuffs. Nothing lavish. But, you know, just the basics, basically. Flour and sugar, apparently, that's it.
I'm into ready-made meals. I guess I'll just...
You see a whole a shelf of ramen noodle packets. Top ramen. But it's all the shrimp ones. Gross.
Ew!
And Will, you could peer out the window. It doesn't open. It's not like an open-y window. Uh-huh. But you can see, kind of from the angle, you can see sort of the back of the group of the twig things still... gathering around the
I immediately
the door.
Snap my fingers and start setting bonfires everywhere, just pointing gleefully and just trying to set bonfires
okay.
around that group and try to set as many of them on fire until they run away, or if they don't run away, just set them all on fire.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Does anybody stop Will or want to do anything while he does this?
I just want to know, can they see you from up here?
All I need to do is see the ground that I'm casting it on.
Yep.
I don't need to...
It does not need to break the window or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking right. through the window and laughing.
You're going to have trouble getting right up next... You can't really see right next to the wall, basically.
But if I enclose
But there's a
them,
big enough group that you can get a lot of them.
Yeah.
All right.
And you set the house on fire.
Yeah, that's why I asked if it was made of stone also, because I was like, well, I don't know how close my fire can get to the house without setting it on fire.
You see,
Will is our group's fire marshal.
Before they even really start to know what's going on, you start setting these fires and you see one, two, three, four. You see four of them as you're able to take this time. It takes about, you know, almost 30 seconds to do that with, you know, the time it takes to, it's not instantaneous.
I thought it was six seconds each.
So
right.
It's 24 seconds, I said. Okay. About you almost said 30. 30. I said almost 30.
Then I would have gotten to do
play
five.
Back the tape. I didn't say you had 30 seconds.
Play back
I said
tape.
By the time you
Listen,
got to catch 30 on fire.
Tapes are not existing here. It's called digital crap. That's what it's called, guys. That's the official.
Digital crap.
That's the official term. Digital crap.
I'm glad we had this talk.
And you see a large group of them kind of streaming away from now, this pretty big fire. You are able to catch a good, like I said, four of them you see go up in these huge pillars of flame.
Mm-hmm.
And you see
and they are running
a
away,
large
though?
Group. Yeah, you're kind of moving away from where you are.
Okay. I keep doing it as corner. Far as I can do it. As far as, as long as they're running away, I'm setting them as they run. Pew! I'm laughing. It's amazing.
The last one, they're kind of panicked at this point, and it catches actually two of them. One sort of steps into the fire that the other one is creating. And then the rest are out of view, at least for you, from
okay.
where you are.
All
right. You took out a good amount of them. What is Lank doing?
Lank is teaching himself to juggle.
Oh, cool.
That's not... Great. Probably not actually what Lank is doing.
Did you see that room full of barrels and just get really sad?
Did
you feel an absence on your back?
Oh, take one just to make you feel better.
Yeah. Gorin. Probably keeping a nervous eye on Will.
Okay.
Because Will can be somewhat dangerous when he mixes enthusiasm with fire. Or anything with fire. Fear or enthusiasm or anger or indifference or anything.
Sort of. Well, as you keep an eye on him, you see him pointing out the window and laughing softly to himself. And you hear the sounds of roaring fires sort of erupting faintly from the outside.
I think at this point I would also glance around to see what this building is made of.
You remember from the outside, and you see from inside that the main walls seem to be made of stone.
I will go thump one of the stones in the wall to make sure it's nice and thick and, you
it's
know.
Warm to the touch.
We're trapped.
It is just painted balsa wood.
Okay, so maybe important. Like, Will? this stone... would appear to be, I've already put a fist through the wall, painted balsa wood. So, stop it.
What about Rafina?
Rafina's still downstairs, right?
Well, you can be wherever you want to be. If you wanted to stay downstairs, you can.
Why are you laughing?
Sorry.
Oh, wait, I've my person in the wrong place. The room with the windows is over here, right?
Everyone's, no one's there.
I'm not, you don't really have to pay attention to your icons right now if you don't want to. But you can if it pleases you.
It does please me. I'm going to move over here.
The room you're all in is near the top of the map. Right now, none of your icons are in it.
Are in the right spot, yeah. Rufine is sad that none of us have been able to actually stomp on grapes in those barrels.
Keep this in the podcast, Katie.
As Rafina explores this little kitchen area while everyone else does their things, she pulls out a little pocket harp.
Whoa!
She's just playing and looking around.
Oh my gosh.
She's very happy right now.
She's a fairy godmother now.
Irina comes in the dining room with all of you, and Nick kind of stays out in the hallway outside. He's kind of keeping watch in the long hallway outside at the top of the stairs.
Is that a door over there in our room?
Yes, so there are two other doors other than the room you came in. The one you came in is on the south, sort of in the southwest corner. There's another door on the south wall in the southeast corner, and then there is a door on the eastern wall.
What if we check out the L-shaped table and the table in the middle? Anything going on in this room?
The cupboard contains dishware, eating utensils. You can search around. You don't really see anything. out of the ordinary, pretty much what you would expect in a dining area with a kitchen.
Will, how's it going?
Huh?
How's it going with the
Me?
Fireballing? Yes.
Oh, you can tell.
Where's our bear?
He's up here.
Is he?
I don't have an icon for him, though.
Oh,
have you told us that you're only seeing in black and white?
No, but...
Do you want to tell us, and do you want to be healed? Or is it not healable?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he would tell any... Will would never confess injury or ailment unless he's probably about to die or something. He's not...
He's like a cat.
Right. Yes, he is.
How many purple fingers am I holding up?
So are they... Are they all dead?
Yeah, I don't... How many are dead? Are they... I got most of them, I think.
You saw six more catch up in flame.
Oh.
So we're down
I got
to like
most of them.
20.
Yeah, how many are we down to? 10? So? 10 or so.
10 or so. That's probably a good
ten
guess.
Or so. There's like 10 or so left, but they ran away. Ha-ha! Yeah! So, now we'll only have 10 to deal with. Unless there are ones hidden more places, guys.
No
way. I can't imagine... In a region defined by the fog of war, that anything could be outside of our perception. That's just silly.
Will looks at Bernard and is, I'm assuming this place looks a little small, and he has like this big bear in the kitchen, but
he seems
dreads,
a little cramped.
He looks at
him,
and he's like,
if a bear can sort of hunch in its shoulders, it does.
Aww. And he's like, and he just kind of shrugs at him, and then he's talking to him in his head, like, mm-hmm. When I changed you into the bear, I can only see in black and white now, so that's pretty great.
That's weird.
Yeah, so I'm not changing you into anything else right now.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, black and white's not that bad.
Is that what you can see in bear?
No, I can see in full Technicolor.
Oh, good for you. All right, so Will looks around at everyone, and he's like, so... What do you think? Room by room? Just keep it quiet? See what's going on up here? I don't know. Do you want to go back downstairs?
I'm going to go listen over at the east door.
Room
go ahead and roll
room,
a perception check.
My lord.
11.
You don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything over here, guys. Should we go?
Sure.
Yeah, let's try it.
Nick peers in and nods his head. He's still standing out in the hallway outside.
He still has his head, so that's a good sign.
Yep. And then you see it just falls off. Someone was holding it as a puppet.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.